Good Wednesday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. I am traveling today, running across southern Minnesota right now, heading back towards western Illinois, but did want to take a few minutes this afternoon to recap the USDA report today, and it's really quick and easy to do. The corn number, soybean numbers, as expected, really. Corn were no changes at all to the balance sheet. In soybeans, USDA did raise the crush estimate 25 million bushels, which lowered ending stocks 25 million bushels. In wheat, we did see another decline in the export number, saw a bit of a bump in ending stocks, which was a little bit bearish, should have been at least to the wheat market. And in cotton, we did see a reduction in exports, which went straight to the bottom line in higher ending stocks. So the reaction to, and we'll go to South America as well. Southern hemisphere crops were lowered by USDA, kind of as expected. The trade really didn't expect a huge drop, not like some of the analysts have put out. And that's about exactly what we got. So at the end of the day, there was no real shock in that report. And the market kind of went back to what it was trading pre-report, and that is southern hemisphere weather and what's going on in the other commodity markets like crude oil. And so crude still continue to be one of the leaders in the commodity complex, and we're certainly seeing that happen right now. So the close today, we actually went back and closed near the highs that were trading before the market opened. March corn ended up 14 and a half cents higher at 646. December corn closed up 6.5 cents at 588 and a half. March soybeans up 25 and three quarter cents at 1594 and three quarters. November soybeans up 24 and a half cents at 1437 and a half. And that's going to take the crop insurance average price above $14. First time ever that we've seen that happen if we end up holding that through the end of the month. July Chicago wheat up 9 cents at 786. Kansas City July wheat up 12 at 818 and a half. Minneapolis March wheat up 11 and a half cents at 952. And Minneapolis SEP wheat up 11 and a quarter at 914. March cotton down 65 points at 126.50 on those lower export numbers, but December cotton up 30 points at 105.65. The dollar index was a fraction lower. Crude oil up 53 cents a barrel. Gold is down the stock market, the Dow up 312 points right now at 35,653. So we're back to trading weather. The forecast this week continues to be negative for the crop down in South America. Too wet in the north, too dry in the south, and that seems to be the underlying factor. The corn market, really nothing to trade on right now, but corn cannot afford to lose much ground on beans. And since we're seeing the strength of the bean market, the corn market kind of going along for the ride right now. We did see a sale this morning of some new crop 22-23 beans going to China, another 240,000 metric tons. And I think the Chinese strategy right now appears to be to buy the cheapest thing that's on the board. Since nearby beans are really expensive, you would venture to guess they're going to continue to stay as hand-to-mouth as possible. They'll buy beans when they have to here in the old crop. Right now, they're going to be shifting any demand they can to South America because those beans are cheaper. But if they're going to buy anything, flat-out buy, they're going to buy it out on the back end. And if they end up having to roll those sales those purchases forward, they'll be able to do that. So that would be their strategy. That makes a lot of sense. If you're buying, you don't want to spend more than you have to. And so that's kind of what they're looking at right now. I mentioned the crop insurance prices. I don't have the averages in front of me, but corn in the northern states ought to be above 580 this afternoon. Beans ought to be over $14. So again, great opportunities utilizing the insurance program. I've talked and written a lot about ECO and SCO this year. I'm really, really looking hard at the ECO especially, and I want to get the highest trigger I can on revenue this year. So that's the 95% level. If I decided that maybe I don't want to spend a certain amount of money, you can reduce the dollars of coverage you buy. So you can still have the 95% trigger, but if you want to reduce your premium, you can lower your dollars of protection. So you'd get paid a little less in a claim situation. So do want to mention that as an alternative to a lot of folks that are figuring out ways to manage price risk this year. Certainly you can forward sell If you're not a big forward seller, then the revenue policies, and in addition, SCO and ECO allow you to have some extra coverage on those top-end bushels here available this year. So with that, I will adjourn. Hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you again really, really soon.